iDrive SoCal is brought to you by the very best auto retailers from across Southern California. When it's time for you to buy or even just kick the tires on the idea of buying, just go to iDriveSoCal.com and click on dealers. iDriveSoCal.com, click on dealers, and get connected. Now, on with the podcast.
In a Concours d'Elegance, you would usually find vehicles from the 1920s, 1930s, and 1940s. It is a competition of elegance, so okay. Those are considered the most elegant cars, classic cars. There are a number of vehicles that come from either private collections or some of the automotive museums. This particular vehicle, the way that it's customized, it's about $3.4 million. The venue, spectacular setting with the Pacific Ocean as the backdrop and right there along the La Jolla coastline.
Welcome to iDrive SoCal, the podcast all about mobility from the automotive capital of the United States, Southern California. I'm Tom Smith, and we are sitting with the professor, Mr. Clinton Kwan. Say hello, Clinton.
Hello. Hi, Tom.
Hello. And today, we have a piece that we're doing on, and I'm going to have a lot of fun with pronunciation here, guys, Concours d'Elegance. From La Jolla, California. And that's coming from a Chicago guy, which would normally be like Concours d'Elegance in La Jolla, CA. seriously, folks, the Concours, I believe, or Clinton's going to give us correct pronunciation in just a second. But this, and he just told me it's French for competition of elegance.
Yes.
And it's a car show that Clinton went to in La Jolla, down, which is what? It's just north of San Diego, right?
La Jolla is a community in the city of San Diego.
It is within San Diego. Okay.
Yes.
So for those of you that don't know, super nice cars in a super nice setting. I believe years ago, you and I, when I was just dating my now wife, didn't we double date to one of these at the Trump International Golf Course years ago?
Yes, I believe. Yeah.
Okay.
And that was
years ago.
Yeah, that was a different Concours d'Elegance.
But so I know for point of reference, this is very, very nice car show.
Yes.
Are they always outside?
A Concours d'Elegance always takes place outside.
Okay.
Usually in a park-like setting.
Okay.
Or on a golf course.
Yep. And this is not where you're going to find the traditional hot rod, chopped up, low rider, American muscle car necessarily. There might be like a Cobra or something muscle-ish, but it's not, it's more for what type of car?
In a Concours d'Elegance, you would usually find vehicles from the 1920s, 1930s, and 1940s.
Okay.
It is a competition of elegance. So okay. Those are considered the most elegant cars,
yep.
Classic cars. You'll see a lot of Packards, Duesenbergs, Auburns, Cords, Delahays, Bugattis, vehicles that most people nowadays would not be familiar with.
Yeah. And at the same time, that not only most people wouldn't be familiar with, but most people wouldn't be able to come remotely close to buying. Because we're talking about many of these cars are in the, not just million-dollar range, but millions, right?
Oh, yes, easily. Many of these vehicles, these are collector vehicles, and they would easily be worth millions of dollars today.
And not just kind of collector, but like mega money collector, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So, folks, as always, by the time this podcast is released, we'll have some pictures on the website at iDriveSoCal.com. Definitely check them out. And I gave Clinton a forewarning in this one. I was going to tease him a little bit about his outfit. I love his costumes he wears. Clinton's just a snazzy guy. He's got some style. I was thinking about this earlier. For those of you that are going to know this reference, I know you will, Clinton, because we're close to the same age. But so I've nicknamed Clinton the professor. And if you put this in Gilligan's Island's terms, It's not the professor that he's dressed like in it at these concourse. He's more dressed like Thurston Hall the Third. He's got the white pants. He's got all and the navy blazer and then the white fedora with the thing. And the only thing you're missing is the ascot. But I wouldn't be surprised if you have quite a selection of ascots somewhere in your whatever your dressing room that you have. Do you have ascots? Just curious.
Actually, I do not.
Oh, you don't? Oh, no. I was going to say, of course you do. All right. So the professor doesn't have any ascots. But nevertheless, check out the pictures. And you are in front of some phenomenal cars. I mean, the one car where he's the hot pink. What is that? What is that?
That's actually a Ruxton from the Peterson Automotive Museum.
Oh, really? Yes. All right, that's cool. I had a talk with Terry Cargis over there.
Yeah, usually with at these concours, there are a number of vehicles that come from either private collections or some of the automotive museums in Southern California, which there are so many of.
And that particular car, and folks, please do yourself a favor, check this out on the web. Again, idrivesoquel.com. We're going to have this one in Clinton in front of this hot pink. What is it, like a 1920s, 1930s? It's got the rumble seats or the jump seats in the back.
I believe it's from the 1930s.
And is that a factory color? Did they have that color back then?
I believe it was.
That's crazy.
If you look at a lot of the cars from back then, you'll see a lot of bold, vibrant, bright colors that you wouldn't see in today's vehicles, at least not as a standard color.
Right. Out of the factory.
Yeah.
Something that, you know, you or I or someone with a lot of money could say, hey, I'm going to get this. I'm going to do a fluorescent green or purple or whatever craziness. But the other car that we're definitely going to have on the website is the, I believe it's the Bugatti. Is it Chiron?
Bugatti Chiron. Yeah.
Okay.
This particular vehicle, the way that it's customized, it's about $3.4
million. $3.4
million.
And this thing looks right out of a sci-fi movie. It's like, okay, where's the button to get hovering and taking off flying car style? Because it's amazing.
It's got 1,500 horsepower.
1,500 horsepower.
16 cylinders. Quad turbochargers.
Quad turbochargers.
0 to 60 in 2.3 seconds.
Is there anything that does 0 to 60? That, and it's street legal.
Yes, it is street legal.
Okay.
Yeah, it starts at just a tick under 3 million, depending on how you option it out. It could probably go up to $4 million.
Right. I got a couple of them in my garage, but they're way in the back. I don't really get to those too often. You know, I'm usually taking out the Yugos before that and the Gremlins. Okay. So at any rate, folks, if you haven't been to a Concours d'Elegance, definitely check one out because they're super cool. And there's a whole structure to them, which Clinton's going to detail. And it's pretty interesting. But before we even get to the structure, is there official criteria for this type of car show in order for it to be labeled a Concours d'Elegance?
Generally, there are certain criteria for a Concours d'Elegance. A lot of the vehicles, they are by invitation. If it's not invitation, there's probably a committee, which will,
holy cow.
They will look at the vehicle probably, or they will look at to see what you're bringing before you're allowed to bring the vehicle.
Oh my gosh.
A Concours d'Elegance is not just any type of car show. It's not like cars and coffee, or it's not like a new car show. These are really cars that are considered the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
So there isn't at every Concours d'Elegance, there's an award ceremony. And
after I'm still trying to get over the invitation. So we're going to be a committee. I mean, these are people that aren't worried about paying their bills and haven't for probably five generations, right? Because we're going to have a committee that sits around and kicks the ideas around. Should we or shouldn't we invite old Mary and Pete and their $5 gazillion vehicle, invite them to display at our car show? I mean, I'm surprised that the time that you and I went, that I was actually let in. I do remember it being a pretty expensive ticket. I want to say it was like $80 or $180 or something like that for one ticket, maybe, or maybe it was for two tickets.
No, that's probably for two tickets.
Okay,
that was for two tickets, unless it was a VIP ticket.
Okay, so also conversely to Cars and Coffee, which is, hey, come on in, check it out, and maybe buy a cup of coffee for a buck or two.
Yeah,
this is a entirely different proposition. Are these always open to the public, or sometimes are they private?
These are always open to the public. Okay. There's always general admission tickets at every event. At most events, there's probably a VIP level ticket as well.
Okay.
Concours d'Elegance always takes place on a Sunday.
Okay.
It usually starts either at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And it will end at 4 o'clock, and the award ceremony starts at 2 o'clock. It usually takes about 2 hours to get through all of the awards. There's generally about 20 different classes of vehicles. And there's third, second, and first place winners. All the award-winning vehicles, especially the first place vehicles, they drive up to the stage and they'll receive a special award. On top of that, there are usually a number of special awards, such as People's Choice Award, obviously Best of Show. There might be Best Paint Job. Most elegant, I believe.
So is this kind of the equivalent? You're talking Best of Show. The first thing I think of is a Westminster talk show broadcast on Thanksgiving or whatever. I mean, it's kind of a similar thing, right?
You could say that.
Formatically
for cars,
speaking,
yes.
Right, but this is for cars.
And what makes these events so special is that it's only once a year.
Okay.
For one day. It's not like going to the LA Auto Show that runs for 2 weeks, right?
Right. Okay.
So this is only once a year and it's for one day.
It's a special thing. It is a very special thing. I shouldn't joke quite so much about it, but it is, there's a lot of pomp and circumstance to it that, like, this isn't the kind of like the structure that Clinton just said, okay, well, this has to happen between this time and this time. And okay, so what 80s cover band played on the side?
Well,
that didn't happen.
This is an elegant affair. So there was a live jazz band.
Of course. Yes. Of course. Surprised it wasn't a full symphony. Symphony orchestra, that is. Okay. So that is the La Jolla. Now tell us about your experience.
Well, I got there early, and usually for car shows like this, I like to get there early so I can take really nice photos before the public gets in. So I got there about an hour before it started.
Before the public gets in. Because you're going on behalf of iDrive.
Yes.
Okay.
Usually the media is allowed access an hour beforehand.
Right. I mean, of course you're going on behalf of iDrive. What a silly assumption for me.
But there are times for other car shows, the public is allowed to get there early as well.
All right. So you got there early, got all your pictures,
took a number of photos.
Of course.
Yeah. So
of which we'll share a couple on iDriveSoCal.com.
Yes. And the way a concours works is they have all the cars grouped in all the different classes. So if there's 20 different classes of cars, you'll have 20 different groups arranged throughout the field.
Okay.
And this, the La Jolla Concours takes place at Ellen Browning Scripps Park. Beautiful venue. It's you have the picturesque setting along the La Jolla coastline.
Okay.
Perfect day, clear blue skies. You couldn't have asked for better weather.
Perfect.
And on top of that, there was an Aston Martin champagne and honey tasting garden. And this year they had 3 Aston Martins on display.
Champagne and honey tasting garden.
Yes.
Okay.
So the 3 Aston Martins included a Tom Brady edition of the Aston Martin Vanquish convertible.
What is a Tom Brady? I'm sorry.
Designed by
champagne and a honey tasting and a Tom Brady edition.
Designed by Tom Brady.
Okay.
There was.
So it's got like his number or something embroidered on the headrest or.
I think there was his initials on the.
Were the tires completely inflated?
Tires. Let's see. They were black. I think it was black. I'm not sure what type of coating they had on the wheels, but
it would have won Best of Show, but the commissioner took it away because the tires weren't totally inflated.
Yes.
Okay.
Just kidding. Also, the 2 new Aston Martins, the DB11 convertible and the new Vantage.
Okay.
Were on display.
Nice.
And on top of that, there was also a VIP lounge. There were, I believe, 16 restaurants at the lounge.
Okay. Plenty of good food for Clinton to sample.
Plenty of good food and craft cocktails.
Craft cocktails and champagne and honey tasting. How does one taste champagne and honey? I'm just curious.
Well, there's a separate...
do you put the honey in the champagne?
No, no. There's a separate booth for the honey tasting.
There's a jar of honey. Everybody just comes up, dips their pinky finger, not their index finger, but their pinky finger
in
the community jar of honey and then...
That's not how it works.
No?
No, okay. Absolutely not. There's someone there and she'll give you a stick for each.
Gotcha. For each honey of course.
For each jar of honey that you would like to taste.
Don't dip your pinky finger into a community jar of honey. That would be ridiculous. I'm sorry. And these shows are really cool. I mean, in the cars are phenomenal.
Yeah, a lot of people would say the cars that are at these shows, they're in a better condition now, some people would say, than when they were brand new.
When they rolled off the assembly line.
Yeah. Quite impressive.
You know, that is a really cool thing about some of these cars. And I've done some podcasts recently, the Automobile Driving Museum, the Marconi Automotive Museum, of course, the Peterson Automotive Museum. And, you know, even though I started iDrive SoCal out of appreciation for all things automotive and mobility, I've learned to appreciate an even higher level of respect for the vehicles, because some of these things they're truly works of art on wheels. And one of the, a couple of the people that I've spoke with from the museums during the podcast, they pointed out that, you know, hey, we are we're in charge of these for now, for our lifetime, but these cars are going to live on like other works of art.
Yes, absolutely.
After us, right? And for future generations, and that's like, okay, that, you know, that's a significant thing, and that's really neat. So. Well, excellent. So, and you've been to this one numerous times.
I've been to this one numerous times. This is actually now my favorite Concours d'Elegance in Southern California. It's also been named one of the top three most anticipated concours to attend by the British magazine Octane.
Huh?
It's just a fantastic car show.
What makes this one so special?
The quality of the cars, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the venue, spectacular setting with that, with the Pacific Ocean as the backdrop and right there along the La Jolla coastline. The organization, the organizers just, they know how to run an event.
Top-notch affair across the board.
It's a very, very well-organized event. In order to have a great concourse, you got to have a lot of sponsors. And you can tell there are a lot of sponsors for an event like this.
Very good. And now... what other concours are there on an annual basis in Southern California that you would recommend our listeners attend?
I would recommend the Palos Verdes Concours d'Elegance, which takes place in either late September or early October. Last year was, I believe, October 1st. This year it'll be the last Sunday in September.
And is that at Trump International yet, or is that moved, didn't it?
Well, it did move. It's no longer at Trump Golf Club. It's taken place at a number of different venues. Actually, last year and this year, it'll take place at Zamperini Airport.
Oh, yeah, in Torrance.
In Torrance.
Got it. Okay.
Yes. So what they've done last year, they've revamped it and they've incorporated airplanes.
Oh, that's cool. Like the World War II Mustangs and whatnot?
Yeah, they have historic aircrafts on display, and they also have flybys. They actually did the same thing at the La Jolla Concourse. There were a number of flybys.
Okay. So that one, and then is there, what other ones are there?
There's also the Rodeo Drive Concours d'Elegance, which is very, very popular because that one is actually complimentary to the public.
Oh, wow.
And it always takes place on Father's Day. So it's a great, great event to go to on
Father's Day. So that one's coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up in June.
It'll be my first Founders Day.
There is another car show. It's not called a Concours d'Elegance, but it is considered a Concours type event.
Of that caliber?
Yes. It takes place in San Marino at Lacey Park. It's called the San Marino Motor Classic.
Okay.
And there's also an awards ceremony, very, very high quality cars. And this is considered one of the finest car shows in Southern California as well.
And when does that one take place?
That will take place on, that'll be Sunday, June 10th. So it's always the second weekend in June.
Okay. So June, we got a couple big ones, right? We got the Father's Day one.
June is one of the biggest automotive events.
Automotive months. Months
for automotive events. There's also the Huntington Beach Concours d'Elegance that takes place the first weekend in June.
Okay. Wow. All right, and we if we don't have these on our website already on the events page, we definitely will have them.
I believe all of those are on the events page.
Okay, yeah, Clinton's the curator of our events page. So.
I'm
he knows what's on there better than I do at this point in time.
There's also, coming up this month, there's also the Benedict Castle Concours. Now, that one is not called a Concours d'Elegance because that one features cars of all genres.
Okay. So you could see a hot rod there or a low rider or
you'll see
fill in the blanks.
You'll see hot rods, muscle cars, low riders, all types of cars.
Right.
And that's a great show. It takes place at a Benedict Castle in Riverside, which is a real castle. Really interesting venue. This is only the fifth year they've done it. So this is a newer show. Also on that same day for Ferrari lovers, there's the Concorso Ferrari in Old Pasadena. And that show is complimentary to the public as well. They'll shut down the street, Colorado Boulevard.
I'm thinking that there's going to be like one or two. And do you have more on your list here? Should I? And by the way, folks, as always, Clinton's just rattling this stuff off his head. I got a notepad, pen in hand, notepad in front of me. Clinton's just rattling it off. Is that it? Or are there more?
In terms of the major car shows, those are the major ones coming up.
Yeah, well,
there are more, but...
go to the website, idrivesocal.com, events, find it there.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Anything else on the La Jolla Concours d'Elegance before we wrap it up?
Just want to say that it's really a fantastic car show. The date's set for next year. It'll be the second weekend in June. In April again. Okay. So if you've never been and you want, even if you're not a car enthusiast, if you enjoy food.
This is just a cocktail, nice, elegant event. Definitely family friendly. It is a very upscale experience. Yeah. So even if you don't like cars, you just like dressed up.
You're going to have a great time.
Hoity-toity kind of thing. Yeah. Go and have yourself a good old time because it's that kind of thing.
Yeah. I think you'll be amazed at the level and the quality of the cars you'll see at the show.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That is the correct pronunciation, Concours d'Elegance.
Yes.
In La Jolla, California. And Mr. Clinton Kwan, the professor's analysis. I'm Tom Smith. This is iDrive SoCal. Until next time, everybody, thanks for listening. Hey there. Still wanting more iDrive SoCal content? Just go to iDriveSoCal.com. From there, you can subscribe to our podcast and newsletter. And you can connect with one of our awesome car dealer partners to get yourself a sweet new high-tech wonder on wheels. And oh yeah, we always want to hear from you. So please connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. Or if you're not a big social media-ite, you can email us suggestions for stories, people, places, or events you think we should cover. Here's the address, media@idrivesocal.com. That's media, M-E-D-I-A, at the letter I, drive, D-R-I-V-E, SoCal, S-O-C-A-L.com. media@idrivesocal.com. Thanks again for listening, and definitely reach out with whatever's on your mind.